Good evening, this is the Chorus Call operator, and welcome to the presentation of the Q3 results of the Hera Group. I'd like to remind you of the fact that all participants are in listening-only mode, and after the initial presentation, there will be a Q&A session. To receive assistance from an operator during the conference call, please press star followed by one. And now I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Tommaso Tommasi di Vignano, Chairman of Hera Group. Mr. Vignano, you have the floor. Good evening, this is Mr. Tommasi. I'm here with Mr. Venier, Mr. Moroni, and with Mr. Hansen to make a presentation during these very stressful days of the good results we've obtained in Q3 2010. Hopefully, you have already received our presentation, and I think I can introduce it not only by expressing our satisfaction for the results, but also by expressing a concept that I am very happy to highlight. In other words, the fact that these results represent an improvement in all of the points of the main points of the business plan, exactly the ones that we illustrated to the market when we introduced the plan. There is no fact, nothing that can state that the results obtained and the commitments made cannot be in line with the results of Q3. Moving on then, and beginning from the most exciting part, and you can see that on page four, the group's net profit has increased by 62.6%. This is a result which sums up the things that we'll be going into in a few minutes, which is the product of an important growth period, all of which came about through organic growth. There were no variations in the size of the company. All the businesses positively contributed to EBITDA growth, and you'll be hearing that from Mr. Venier. Overall, the result in terms of EBITDA is above 10% in terms of growth compared to the previous year. As I said, these positive results came from all areas of businesses, with a significant contribution coming in from the energy business, which contributed with some 25 million euros. On both parts of the energy business, both from the trading side, the results of which were relevant, but also due to the excellent commercial activities which enabled us to broaden our customer base along the lines that you're all very much aware of. Also, in terms of investments, we are very much in line with the trend we had already announced. In other words, we are reducing CapEx following the completion of the building of the large plants, and we have a difference compared to the previous year equal to 40 million euros. So it's in line with the announcement we made at the beginning of the year. The good results that I have just commented brought about a positive free cash flow even in Q3. Which grew in Q2 and Q3, which allows us to reach the goal that we had committed to, which is that of completing the year with a pre-dividend free cash flow. And another important bit of news, which doesn't have a direct impact on the results that we are commenting, during yesterday's board meeting, we examined the fact that Eiser Global Infrastructure exercised a 5% option to raise stake up to 25% of Hera Ambiente. The operation, therefore, has been concluded, from this point of view. And in the month of December, it will take place, execution will take place by year end. As far as profits and losses are concerned, we have some very obvious remarks. We have had a reduction equal to some 17% in revenues, which is due to the trend in commodity prices and by the reduction of electricity trading equal to 500 million almost. These effects had an impact on revenues, but in terms of volumes, we can confirm the fact that both in terms of gas, electricity, and waste, we have had an increase in volumes, and therefore the trend confirms what had happened in the first semester of the year, except for water, which had a slight reduction in its volumes, which was probably linked to seasonal events. As far as the regulated businesses are concerned, we also have to underline the positive growth of tariffs, which was in line with our forecasts. In terms of depreciation, these have increased by 9.5 million euros due to the effect of the coming on stream of the new plants, which were completed in the past solar 12 months, which considers up to September 30th. We have increased accrued provisions equal to 6.8 million. The consequence of the good result of EBITDA and the intervention made in terms of depreciation and accrued provisions bring about a growth of EBIT equal to 12.9% in the past 9 months. Compared to the 9 months in 2009, and the same 9 months in 2009, which were burdened by the effects of the fiscal moratorium, we had a reduction in financials. Also in terms of the fiscal moratorium, the tax rate went down by 1% vis-a-vis the same period in 2009. And therefore, the increase in profit, which I introduced a few minutes ago, was substantially supported by the good performance we had in terms of our operations. We also had a positive free cash flow, which went down to the bottom line. This is the path that we intend to continue on, also in the coming period. Moving on to page 8. This was a page that we included only to remind you of a few facts. This is the page in which we highlight the fact that besides the growth we've had in the past 9 months, in September last year, which is the period that we're comparing these results to, we had benefited from a one-off operation, which was the acquisition of gas and district heating networks, which was equal to 16 million euros in the 2009 EBITDA result. And this gives even more value to the efforts made in 2010. On the same page, on the right-hand side, we have highlighted the absolute values of growth in terms of EBITDA and the contribution made by the various businesses. And you'll appreciate the fact that these three sets of figures, of these three sets of data, represent the period of time going back to the beginning of the financial crisis. And it underlines the good performance that the group had regardless of the crisis. I'd now like to give the floor to Mr. Venier, who will be going into each business individually, and then we'll go back to our conclusions. Thank you, and good evening. I'll begin with the waste business, as usual. which had an increase in EBITDA due to, equal to 10 million euros. This is the consequence of a development in volume equal to 6.3% compared to the same period last year, with an increased amount both in terms of special waste and in terms of urban waste. We have to add that the growth rate had been higher in the first semester, whereas we had a slight reduction in the growth rate in Q3, but we have a plus 6% compared to last year. The most important event, which you're very much aware of, since it was already communicated during the business plan, is that we put the Rimini plant on stream. This plant wasn't able to contribute in the same amount compared to the other waste energy plants due to the fact that during the summer it continued using the turbine of the old plant, whereas the new one will be installed shortly, and therefore the production in the Rimini waste energy plant didn't benefit from the incentives linked to waste energy plants, and therefore its contribution in Q3 was a partial one, but it was also limited due to this aspect. As far as tariffs are concerned, we had an increase equal to 2.3%, which is in line with our expectations, slightly below the first semester, which is something you must have noticed for sure. Whereas we have increased the sorted collection, which is now at 47%, with yet another important increase compared to last year, which means that we are leaders. In terms of the business drivers, the main business drivers, we have electricity produced, which achieved a plus 6.5%. We now have 400 gigawatt hours over the 9 months, which will then be reconsidered on a yearly basis, which is in line with what we had anticipated during the business plan. That was the waste business. Moving to the water business, the most significant element was highlighted by the chairman. In other words, the large amount of rain we had during the summer and that we all weren't pleased with, that had an impact on the consumption of water, which was reduced by 1.4%. Regardless of that, the results made by this area of business is significant because, as you can see, we had an increase equal to 13 million euros, which was driven by the increase in regulated tariffs equal to plus 2.8%, and it was accompanied by the continuation of the increased efficiency in this sector, which we already discussed during the presentation of the business plan, and we are very much on track compared to our expectations. And at this point, the business has now reached a satisfactory level in terms of revenues. We have an EBITDA margin which is above 30%, which is a significant figure also if you compare it to the Italian context. Moving on to the two energy businesses, beginning by gas, followed by electricity. In these cases, the figures are a lot more surprising also compared to the situation that Italy is going through and Europe is going through. Gas, in this case, we had a significant increase, which was supported by a very positive increase in terms of volumes, which was partly connected to our increase of commercial activities, but also the good thermal season we had in the first quarter, and we have positive results indeed. This is accompanied by an equally important growth in terms of district heating. As you know, over the past 2 years, we made significant investments in this sector, the most important of which is the Imola cogeneration plant, which during the 18 months also benefited from an important development in terms of commercial policies, and we're now seeing results. in terms of EBITDA, just to give you an idea, 3 million euros of the total 50 million euros were contributed by district heating. And that is mainly linked to the commercial and trading activities. In this case, this is a pretty important result that can allow us to be have a positive view for the remaining part of the year, because October already showed volumes which are in line or slightly higher compared to the budget we had, and this is a very good introduction for the remaining 2 months of the year. Moving on to the electricity market. Even here we have had a significant growth, which in proportion is even higher compared to the growth we've had in gas. We've had a growth equal to 8 million, the value of which is even higher if we consider the conditions that the electricity production is going through currently. We are in a situation of overcapacity. As you know, we are quite short. We have a certain amount of production, and therefore we are suffering in that specific area in a very limited way, though, which means that the commercial trading activities were able to give a significant contribution, partly supported by a development in the volumes sold. As you see, we went from 5.1 to 5.7 terawatt-hour, which means that we'll will be above 7 terawatt-hours for the entire year, which is the result we had last year. And we also have trading activities and commercial activities, which improved significantly in margins due to the optimization that we were able to perform. And moving finally to investments, which completes the overall business picture. In this case, we can confirm what we already saw in the first semester. We have no variations compared to the plan we had. And the reduction to September 30, as far as investment is concerned, is equal to 40 million euros, which will then continue to the end of the year, where our target is to reach 350 million euros, which is significantly lower compared to last year. Obviously, the most significantly reduced part of the investment is linked to the waste business, but also in the water business we have had a certain amount of reduction as far as investment is concerned. Electricity is a business in which we continued investing on the plant that we are, the peak plant that we are building in central Italy, which is a joint venture with the BKW. I'll leave the floor to Mr. Moroni so he can comment the financial side of things. Good evening. I'd like to go back to something which was mentioned by the chairman in his introduction in terms of all of the targets being worked towards in the right direction, in line with the presentation of the business plan. And I'd like to go back to this to say that the group's net financial position is going in this direction thanks to a continuous containment and monitoring of the financial position. Compared to the figures of June 2010, we have seen an improvement equal to 8 million euros, and therefore we have a net financial position equal to 1.963 billion euros compared to 1.971 billion. This was made possible by the positive free cash flow, and specifically due to a good control over net floating capital. Therefore, we have free cash flows, which are pre-dividend, equal to 97 million euros. The structure of the debt is now at 67% with a fixed rate and a 33% with a variable rate. The deadlines that the company has to face from now to 2014 are equal to some 200 million euros, all of which are divided in the various years, and therefore we don't have an objective liquidity risk. Also because the committed and non-committed lines of the company have an amount which is significantly higher compared to the maturities that we'll have to manage. Today you'll see that we had a convertible bond placement for an amount equal to 130 million euros, which can have an over-allotment option of 10 million euros. The duration is of about 3 years. And we had a very positive response to the placement. The interest rate that the market appreciated is equal to 1.75% fixed, which is positioned in the mid-range of the fork that had been considered as our target. And the conversion price is equal to 1.834 euros per share, which is a premium of 23.5%. And even in this case, it's in the middle of the fork that we had as a target. The investors who have bought the bonds, which this was dedicated to institutional investors, and these were outright investors for more than 85%. And oversubscription was equal to 4.7 times the entire amount of the bond. Therefore, this is a very positive operation that will allow the company to have more flexibility from a financial point of view in terms of costs, and it will also allow us to face the differences that we will have in terms of the business plan after paying dividends, meaning that we will have some low-cost funding capacities to face this delta. And during conversion, it will allow the company to have a stronger debt-to-EBITDA ratio, which is very much in line with the business plan targets. We'll be able to increase our EBITDA over net debt ratio. It will also allow us to improve the ratio we are measured with by the rating agencies. And I'll give the floor to the chairman for the conclusions. I think we have said everything. It may seem easy work, but over the past month we had the business plan, the presentation of the business plan, these results, and the things that Mr. Moroni just reminded us meant that our company was working very hard, and as I said during my introduction, besides the quality of the results obtained, this proves our commitment to the market. I don't want to repeat the figures that are present on the conclusions page, since I'm sure you're very familiar with them. An interesting thing that Mr. Moroni was saying is the flexibility that our financial structure will be having. And that was the objective of the operation that we concluded today, and that is very comforting in terms of the possibility the company can have in looking at further development opportunities compared to the targets we have in the business plan, meaning that we can be very positive for any future opportunities. Just think of the target we have of debt-to-EBITDA ratio, which is our goal, is to 3 times. And the business plan forecast would have brought us to 2.8 times, whereas with these two further operations, the one which involved El Ambiente and the other which involved the convertible bond placement, we now have these two further important elements which can allow us to have a target on one hand, and it can give us room to be able to be consistent in terms of our dividend policy, which hopefully was fully understood after it was illustrated a number of times. And it can also allow us to seize any possible opportunities for further growth. That's all as far as I'm concerned, and we are now available for any questions you may have. This is the Chorus Call operator. We will now begin our Q&A session. All those wishing to ask a question can press star followed by one on their telephone. To exit the questions list, press star followed by two. And please make your questions over the telephone. All those wishing to make a question can press star followed by one now. The first question is from the Italian conference call by Stefano Gamberini of Equita Fin. Good evening. I have three questions. First of all, I'm not too sure whether the debt-to-EBITDA target that you described in the business plan, the 2.8 times, which was 2.1 billion euros to 2014, I was wondering if that includes the conversion of the convertible bond placement at the 25% sale of Her Ambiente. If not, can you tell us what else is included in those in that business plan target? My second question goes back to the quarter results. In the gas business, I noticed that we have Q3 results equal to 21 million euros compared to the 25 million euros last year in terms of EBITDA. Last year we had a one-off 50 million euros. Can you please explain what happened in Q3 this year, which brought about this result? And can you also comment the waste business, where the results went down from 45 to 42 million euros in Q3, since you have all of your plants on stream, do we have to expect flat results even in Q4, or if there are other elements that can have an impact on that line of business? And finally, the last question is for the targets to reach at year end. If we can confirm the 600 million euros EBITDA, and what is the net debt that you expect at the end of the year, also considering the sale of 25% shares of Her Ambiente? You broke the ice, and I'll do the same. 2.8 times is the goal we have to 2014 in the business plan, which, as we always do, was it was considering things at that moment in time. It didn't include the convertible bond placement and the 25% of Heiser Global. It didn't include that further 5%, because when we drafted the business plan, those were the elements that we were aware of. The 2.8 times goal stemmed from a positive reduction of the debt. The effects of the convertible bond placement made today, plus the 5% option, keeping in mind that the bonds will be converted, will speed up that process in 2013 and 2014, where we will be seeing an improvement of the goal we had, which is equal to 2.8 times equal to 0.2. Therefore, we'll be going down to 2.6 times, which we feel is a very comforting result. Also, in order to be flexible for any possible development options, which is the goal that we admitted having. Now that goes back to the references in the business plan to the new context that we are in. Now for us, it was important to grasp any possible opportunities and to recreate a certain amount of free float that can be given to qualified international investors. Your second question, the quarter results, gas. As I was saying, the result is particularly good. Q3 last year was equal to 21 million. Now, in these 21 million, we also have the effects of the extraordinary operation, 25 million, which included the 14.8 million euros of the extraordinary operation. This year we had 21 million, and it's all stemming from business. What happened here? Well, I feel we worked very well on the opportunities which we had in the summer in terms of optimization. We used and exploited to the max the ability we have on TAG to be able to grasp and give value from the spreads on the international and national market, and this brought about the benefits that you noticed. As far as waste is concerned, as a matter of fact, we have had a slight decrease compared to Q3 last year. This doesn't have a single explanation. In terms of volume, Q3 last year was very good, and it hadn't suffered significant effects in terms of price, whereas last summer we had a few actions made by foreign operators which had an impact on prices. Last year we had Rimi, which was functioning, whereas this year, as I was saying, last year the Rimini plant was fully online, on stream with the old plant, whereas this year it was on stream with the new plant, but with the limitations that you also noticed. We also had some effects coming in from the prices of electricity, because especially in Q3, we have seen throughout October that the prices decreased considerably. And for a plant that can make a margin from the price of electricity, this obviously has an impact. So as you can see, there are a number of reasons behind the result, a number of fragmented reasons. In terms of volume, we expect to make a recovery, and Q4 will have a more significant contribution, also because the Rimini plant will be fully on stream. As far as the targets for the end of the year concern, will give the floor to the chairman. Well, we have just a few months left, 2 months left to the end of the year, and therefore the figures we are presenting today are comforting in terms of our forecasts and the positive results we'll be having at the end of the year. This means that what I said 1 year ago is all the more true today. In other words, our target is to be able to move towards the 600 million target, which was what we had announced in the spring. Now, how much we'll be able to move towards that target depends on a number of factors that we are continuing to work on very intensely. Other figures or other indications are not available at the moment. As far as our net financial position is concerned, I think that we'll be able to be below 1.9 billion. So, a brief follow-up. The 1.9 billion euros includes the cash in from the Gera Ambiente sale operation. Well, yes, because that will happen in December, as I said. Thank you. For any questions, you can press star followed by one on your telephone. For any further questions, press star followed by one on your telephone. Mr. Tomás de Vignano, the questions are over. Oh, I apologize. There is another question from Stefano Gamberini, Equita Fina. Well, since there are no further questions, I have another one. I'd like to better understand the flexibility linked to the bond emission you were mentioning, the bond placement. That surprised me. I didn't think you needed it, so I'd like to know what that further flexibility means. Does that mean that the $200 million that you had in mind for further acquisitions will become $400 million, or do you mean something else by the term flexibility? Well, having financial flexibility was one of our targets. We wanted to make the company more solid. Always said that we wanted to go back to the Champions League, to go back to an A rating. These are things that will cover the development targets we have for our business plan. We will be free cash flow positive. A part of the cash flow will be used to pay dividends, but it's not enough. With this further operation, we will stabilize our debt, which will keep us stably under 2 billion euros. And we feel that this is an important target for us. We have set aside a certain amount. We don't have a single target in mind, but we are convinced of the fact that there will be opportunities. And we felt it was best to carry out such an operation now. It's not a direct increase in capital. It won't dilute the dividends for shareholders. And the operation is very much limited. It gives us 3 years to have low-cost financial resources, and then at the end of the period, it will increase our company's strength, since this is a weakness in Italy right now, and we feel that we have made a significant step forward in this direction, and we feel that we now have a good balance sheet that will be able to support any operations, any more or less large operations that may appear in the future. The next question is from Eduardo Montalbano, Centrobanca. I would like to ask what the average cost of debt was for the first 9 months of 2009. And how much this bond will contribute to the reduction of the debt, what the impact will be on the average cost of debt. And then another question on the waste business. You were referring of actions of foreign players on the Italian market. Do you think this is a phenomenon we'll be seeing constantly in the months or years ahead? And how does Hera, and how will Hera act accordingly? Let's just say that German players acting on the Italian market are not a novelty. This is something which happens systematically. In the past, this was... In the past, their activity was satisfied by the waste coming from Naples. This hadn't been happening for some time, and therefore, these are things that they've always done. You can't have a specific strategy, because they come in, they buy a certain amount of waste, and then they take it back to Germany. And I hope that the economic recovery in Germany will speed up even more, not only for the benefits it can have on the on Italy, but also because they can start filling up their plants in Germany, and therefore we won't be suffering from that. And these are commercial activities. So there's very little one can do, actually. The strategy needs to be very clear. the more saturated the plants are, going after an exceedingly low price to bring the waste to the landfill and therefore destroying value is something which is not rational as far as we're concerned. We feel it's best to preserve the value for those amounts paying the right price. Now, this reasoning can work for a player who has a certain amount of capacity or a limited amount of capacity in landfills. Since these foreign players have caverns which have been adapted to landfills, these are former mines where capacity is not an issue, obviously their perception is a different one. But again, this is a phenomenon which only happens once in a while, and it has happened for some time, so I wouldn't be too concerned. And the pricing they have is not reasonable as far as we're concerned. I'd like to answer your first question. The cost of debt in the first 9 months of the year is slightly above 5%. The impact of this operation will be calculated in the future, but I think that we'll continue being around 5% in terms of the total cost of debt. Thank you. The next question is by Roberto Mascarello of Kessler. I have a question on dividend policy. When you illustrated the business plan, you had said a few things. Now, in terms of the dilution which will be happening for the convertible bond placement, will there be variations? Our dividend policy is absolutely confirmed. It would be madness to change our commitment in just 10 days' time. So both for 2010, which we formalized in the communique which we published today, which was highlighted once again by the board of directors, and also in terms of our policy for the years ahead, which we had cleared, which means that we will have a growing dividend policy, which will be spread out over the remaining 4 years of the business plan. For any further questions, you can press star, followed by one on your telephone. The next question is by Eduardo Montalbano of Centrobanca. A further question on the waste business. Some time ago, a few months ago, you mentioned an opportunity which was emerging in Tuscany, in southern Tuscany, if I'm not mistaken. I'd like to know how things have evolved in that area of business. And in the Campania region, there are tenders coming up for two waste-to-energy plants. I was wondering if you are interested in taking part in those tenders on principle. I know that the tender hasn't been called yet, but would you be interested? I'll answer immediately. I think that the tender in Florence is also an implicit answer to the previous question concerning the on-top operations that may come about in the 4 years ahead. As far as Florence is concerned, we are working. As you know, we were selected. We made the shortlist. There's two left. We were asked to send in our offer. We are studying the matter, and the two remaining companies will have to send in their bids by January 31st, 2011. As far as the Campania region is concerned, you made a general question. Are we interested in building those waste-to-energy plants? And we've always said that that's one of the missions that we have to have, both in terms of managing the situation through Hera Ambiente, and in terms of the engineering part of things by involving our engineering department, as has always been for our plants, and therefore we'll consider all tenders, and obviously we'll be selecting the ones that we feel are best in line with our prerequisites. We had already examined the Salerno tender, we read of that there is another tender coming up near Naples, but we don't know where these two plants will be built and what characteristics they need to have. It's a little bit premature. But besides Florence and Tuscany, wasn't there another opportunity? Yes, there is, but up to now we have had an initial call for tender, which can you press mute on the speaker, please? So as I was saying, second option in Tuscany is for the southern provinces in Tuscany, which are grouped in a single call for tender. That covers both waste collection and waste disposal. We have proved our interest for this tender, but just to get to gather further information, whereas Florence is a different issue altogether. We are in the final stages of the tender. And therefore, these are two very different types of operations. And that's why each tender needs to be examined individually, case by case, not simply in terms of the economic content, but also in terms of the content of the activity itself. Thank you. Next question is by Federico Pezzetti, Intermonte. Good afternoon. I have one question on gas sales, on the gas sales margins in Q3. I see that there have been a tariff review made by the authority, which will have an impact on your figures in the last quarter. I wanted to know if you can give us some information on the margins you'll be able to obtain. And can you highlight some of the actions that you are carrying out to protect your margins? I'd like to comfort you. The current initiatives are in line with being able to broaden our portfolio to offset the cuts made by the authority, and that's something that we were able to fully achieve. For any further questions, press star followed by one on your telephone. There are no further questions. Very well then. Thank you very much for your attention. And we'll talk to you soon. And in the meantime, we'll continue working as we have always done to reach our year-end targets. Thank you.